I have to admit that since I arrived here in Oxfordshire, I've been over-reliant on my sat-nav. We call her Mrs. Bucket. And sometimes I think back to when my dad took us out and we went on a holiday somewhere. He was studying the map before we went. My mum was trying to direct him from the front street. But today we rely on our sat-navs. Can be sometimes like taking a step into an unknown, not sure where it's going to send you, what roads it's going to send you down. If you've ever used a sat nav, you perhaps know you have to be a bit careful with them. It may say turn right here, but you've got to check you're not turning into a field. Or when you come to turn round a little down a little track that ends up as a dead end, or in a farmer's farmyard, or even at a roundabout where it says take the first exit and there's a little one going somewhere else. It's the unknown. It's not sure where it's actually going to send you. You know where you like to end up. What was it the other week? I think an Amazon driver ended up in the sea. He didn't listen or look where he was going. But how much is life like that, do we find? We're not sure where we're heading. Not sure where we're going to end up. In some ways, we can say it is taking a step into the unknown. But we must take it with faith. Both our readings today are about taking that step into the unknown to do something we're not sure of. Our reading from Genesis 18 drops us into a little encampment, a dusty tent, an aged couple, dare I say, who are being challenged by God to step into the unknown, Abraham and Sarah. Not a couple who had just started out in life, but are thinking about perhaps retirement even, or even well into it. They just want to settle back and take life easy. They have spent their entire life wandering with their tents, travelling through unfamiliar territories, always holding on about a promise that God would give them a great nation. Then three mysterious travellers show up. Later, we would realise these will come to represent the Trinity. And I brought my icon again this week that we had when we looked at the Trinity, because this icon was painted with this story in mind of the three visitors. Abraham, we find, rolls out the red carpet. Bread is baked. A feast is prepared. As they sit outside the tent, one of the visitors says something unexpected. I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. Inside the tent, Sarah is listening. Perhaps it tells us something about eavesdropping. Perhaps we don't always hear what we want to hear. And when she hears that she will become pregnant, she doesn't break into a hymn of praise like Mary did. She falls on her knees. Oh, sorry, she doesn't fall on her knees, but she laughs. It isn't a joyful laugh. It's a you-have-to-be-kidding laugh. It's a laugh of nervousness. For she was 89 years old, and Abraham was 99 years old. And so she laughs at the sheer absurdity of being called to step in to an unknown.
Just a side note here I've put down. Perhaps we always should think of Sarah and Abraham when someone asks us to do something before we actually say, I'm too old. Perhaps bear that in mind when you're asked to be an elder. But God responds to her laugh, which could be said to be a core message for today. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Anything is possible with him. Even stepping into the unknown, which can sometimes look ridiculous for us. As Abraham and Sarah looked from the safety of their tent, we too are asked to leave what we are too familiar with and where we feel safest and make that step into the unknown. And if Genesis reading shows us the personal vulnerability of stepping into the unknown, Matthew verses 9 and 10 show us the collective call to do it. We're not called to do it on our own. We are called to do it together. To step into the unknown. We find Jesus is traveling through cities and villages. He looks at the crowds. He shows his compassion for them because they are worried and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. He looks at his handful of disciples and says, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few." And then Jesus does something radical. He doesn't tell them to sit tight and pray for more workers. He calls his 12 disciples together, gives them authority, and tells them they are the laborers. And then he sends them out. He gives them some instructions. Do not take any gold, silver, or copper in your belts. Do not take a bag for the journey. Do not take extra tunics or sandals. He sends them into unfamiliar towns to preach a radical message with absolutely no material safety net. He is asking them to step out of their comfort zones into the unknown spaces of vulnerable ministry. As both of our readings called those who hear us, and these readings call us in the same way, we are called to hear. We are called to a radical ministry, to step out into the unknown. Perhaps we have no provisions, no real training. We're just called to have faith that God will give us the words and the means to do what he called us to do. Sometimes it's very hard to do. Sometimes we're in hard times ourselves. But we are called to take a real step into the unknown with true faith. Sarah laughed because she looked at her physical limitations. The disciples must have panicked because they looked at their empty pockets, When we face the unknown, we tend to look at our own resources. We think we have nothing to offer, nothing to take with us, no training, no foresight. But God isn't limited by what we bring to the table. He will give us what we need. We perhaps find we don't have faith to drive down that road we've often driven down before, that perhaps has no potholes, that is clearly signed. But you need faith when you come to the road that ends, that when the fog rolls in, you have to trust the character of the one who called you out of that safety place first. As Sarah stood in the tent, listening to what the strangers were telling Abraham, and listening to a future that seems impossible and even terrifying, We too perhaps can find ourselves standing there, being called on a journey that we're unsure of, that feels totally overwhelming. It's okay to laugh. It's okay to look at the world and wonder if we are really hearing what God is saying to us. Sarah laughed, and God still delivered his promise. The challenge today is not to live in the fear of the blank spaces, the unknown places on our journey. When Jesus sent the disciples out with nothing, they didn't starve. They saw lives transformed. When Sarah finally held her baby, she named him Isaac, which literally means he laughs. The laughter of doubt became a laughter of pure, complete joy. Don't let the fear of what you can't see keep you locked inside the safety of our tents. Pack light, trust the guide, God. Take the next step into the unknown. In different ways, our stories today take people well outside their comfort zones. Jesus sets his disciples to take the good news to new places. Yes, a challenging mission. We too are called to do the same. Abraham and Sarah find themselves facing parent hunt at an age when most people would find grandparenting exhausting. With a whole new path of praise opens up through such trust in God. How will we respond to the call to go into the unknown and be shepherds to the sheep? Amen.